Joining us now on Jewish Community Radio is Rabbi Stephen Danker from Temple Emmanuel, which is today, Friday, making a historic move. Now, we are recording this on Thursday because, well, it's not going to be easy to get to him on Friday during the move. So you might hear a little time-lapse thing here, but Rabbi, welcome to Jewish Community Radio.
Thank you, Fred, and I don't think it's going to be hard to find me on Friday.
You could be running around.
We're going to be here thank God, a lot of our members and our staff are going to be running around. I'm going to be here by 6:30 Friday night here at 2200 South Green, the temple's home for almost 60 years.
Now, this is going to be your last service here.
Friday night will be our last service in this location. Shabbat morning, Saturday morning, we will have our last 9 o'clock Torah study here. And on Sunday morning at 8 a.m., we're going to be having a very brief ceremony, and our members, a couple hundred of our members, are going to officially deconsecrate this synagogue as we remove the Torah scrolls and begin a 6.3-mile march with the Torah scrolls to our new location at Emory and Brainerd in Orange Village.
Well, it's a sad day and a happy day because the congregation is getting a brand new building, a brand new look, and of course, we always celebrate any kind of progress or anything, so we really don't look at the building being closed as sad, but look at the new building as being a big celebration.
Right. We look at this as a new phase in the life of the congregation, just as this is a historic event in the life of the Cleveland Jewish community. Temple Emmanuel, as you know, was founded in 1947. A couple years later, built this building on Green Road. It was a congregation that at that time was built to serve the young families of this area. It was a farm, as our new location was a farm. And in 1947, when our congregation started without a building, we were the easternmost congregation in the Cleveland metropolitan area.
Now, Beechwood
existed as a community, but what we know of is the Cleveland, the Jewish community in Beechwood, was not here at all.
Now, you're not the first rabbi of the synagogue, the temple.
Rabbi Alan Green, Alav HaShalom, was the founding rabbi of the congregation. He was succeeded by Rabbi Daniel Roberts, who is currently our rabbi emeritus. And I've been here now for 4 years.
So very impressive. I met Rabbi Roberts numerous times, and
meeting you. He'll be here with us.
That's good. I like to see him again. He's a very nice man. I met him.
Very
smart man.
Very much still part of the life of the congregation.
Where is he living now?
Still here in the community. Sure.
Okay, it's good to know. I haven't seen him. That's just me though.
Sure.
But nonetheless, you're
we're very proud of the fact that we just got word a couple of days ago. Last year, as you may know, Fred, our religious school was the only supplementary school, the only religious school in the Cleveland area that grew. And this year, we have already, with 2 months to go before the school year starts, we've already exceeded our numbers from last year. We have, in addition to Rabbi Roberts, of course, as our rabbi emeritus, our cantor Laurel Barr, who's been with us for 10 years now, who's just absolutely wonderful. We have a great religious school staff, a wonderful administrative team, and mostly important, we have wonderful, devoted members of the congregation who are coming with us to Orange Village, and they are being joined out there by literally dozens of young families, many of whom have already joined the congregation.
Now, you have a new chapel seating 275.
Our main sanctuary is going to seat 275, with nobody more than 8 or 9 rows from the bima.
How's that configured?
It's a fan shape. It's a fan shape. Off the sanctuary is what we call a family room, which can be used for a place where people with fussy children can sit with and still hear and see the service. It'll also be available as a bride's room for life cycle events. And then the Molly and Sol Siegel Chapel, which can seat up to 100, is a very, very unique room. It's a round-shaped chapel with representations of texts from the Torah, from the entire Tanakh, the Talmud, Jewish philosophical texts and Jewish law codes surrounding you as you sit there and pray, so that one is literally surrounded by the most important texts of Jewish tradition.
Now, you're saying you're doing something very special for the mezuzah covers.
Our group, there's actually going to be a kind of an arts and crafts project where people will be able to arrange their own colors of glass for mezuzot, and they will then be taken and fused, and those will be used for the mezuzahs in the new classrooms. We also have a mezuzah that was presented to us by the Ethiopian Jews from Kiryat Gat. That was our sister city in Chicago, but from Beit She'an, which is, of course, Cleveland's sister city. And so we're going to have the hands of our congregants, as well as many of the mezuzot that will be moved from this building. So the spirit and the text will both be with us.
And for the ceremony on Sunday, what's happening?
Sunday, we will be leaving here, as I said, at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
So you're marching the whole way with the Torah scrolls in hand?
People will be marching. Some will be marching part of the way, but the Torah scrolls will be taken to Orange Village. We're going to then meet there. We'll be bringing the Torah scrolls into the building. We have a ceremony. We have the mayor of Orange Village is expected to be there, as is Steve Hoffman from the Federation, and other dignitaries of the community and public officials will be there. President of the congregation, Bob Stern, is going to give a talk, and then we will affix the mezuzah, and then we will be very joyously welcoming the Torah scrolls to our new sanctuary.
And on the way, you're going to have some musicians.
We're going to have some musicians, and we're going to have Freilichkeit all the way there.
Klezmer, the kind of music I like to play on the show.
Good. Well, you can come and bring your tape recorder, and we'll have you. Well, you can use it next week.
Maybe you'll do the live. I don't know, but we'll see. But Rabbi, you've gone through everything before I even asked the questions.
Good.
So I want to thank you for being
thank
so.
Thank you. So just don't accuse me of being a prophet.
Rabbi, as we should all be prophets and all be profitable.
Good. Thanks. Well, it's great to have you, and I look forward to seeing you. And of course, you know, I know this is John Carroll's station, and of course, John Carroll University has contracted to purchase this property, so as we leave, John Carroll University will be taking over this property, and we know that it will be put to good and sanctified use, although no longer in the Jewish tradition, but it will be used to help educate the many wonderful students at John Carroll. So we were very glad about that, and we've made wonderful friends with the folks at John Carroll in the course of this process. So it's good for everybody all the way around.
It is, and you know, this show gets we have listeners all over the county, so not just Jewish community. So we want to thank you for coming in.
Actually,
we came to you. We're actually
thanks
in your office.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, we're just so people know, we're right now sitting in what's left of your office.
Right, and except as my new office in Orange is growing.
That's right.
Great.
But it's sad to see this place go, and I've been in this building a few times, and it's sad to go, but I look forward to actually
seeing
it. But
it's a happy
building.
Occasion. I mean, the congregation's not going out of business.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about if we come to your office in about a month or so, and we'll do an
great
interview,
and we'll audio take you around the new building.
Sounds like a great plan to me, Rabbi. Thank you very much.
Thank you.